Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming poverty and loss of prosperity in your life. We've talked about the fact that prosperity means to have a good journey. God wants you to prosper in every way in your life. You prosper spiritually when you get born again, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you get the Word in you, and you start walking in the ways of the Spirit. You prosper mentally as your mind is renewed to the truth of God's Word. You prosper emotionally as your emotions are healed and restored. You prosper physically as your body is healed, and healing belongs to every believer today. You prosper socially as you are doing what the Word says, walking in love and having good relationships, good healthy relationships with other people. And you prosper financially as you do what the Word says in order to see the financial blessings of God come forth in your life. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And it is the will of God for you to prosper, to have a good journey. God wants you to be blessed, praise God. And we've been looking at causes of poverty as well as principles that bring forth prosperity in your life. The first one was not seeking God. If you don't seek the Lord, it will bring poverty upon you. But if you do seek the Lord, then the Bible says as long as he sought the Lord, that God caused him to prosper. If you don't obey the word of God, they wouldn't hearken to the voice of the Lord. Therefore, they didn't prosper. If you're willing and obedient, you will prosper. You will eat the good of the land. If you obey the word, you'll prosper in your life. If you refuse instruction, you're going to come to poverty. Proverbs 13:18. Poverty and shame comes to the one who refuses instruction. Instead, we're going to receive instruction, and then we're going to prosper in our life. If you're not a tither and a giver of offerings, you're cursed with a curse, and you're not going to prosper in your life. The tithe is the first tenth. It is the tenth off of the gross, and that belongs to the Lord. It is His. It is holy unto Him. You pay your tithes and you give of offerings over and above the tithe, over and above the 10%. If you withhold from the poor, if we withhold from the poor, we have many a curse. The Bible says, blessed is he that considers the poor. What's going to happen? God's going to even deliver him in time of trouble. When you give to the poor, you are actually lending to the Lord. You're showing pity towards the poor. And the Bible says that he will repay you again. Proverbs 19, verse 17. If you have greed or covetousness, which is idolatry, then you're going to have poverty coming upon you. If you have the love of money, the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money, but it is the love of money, the worship of money, looking to money as your source, trusting in it, that is going to bring all kinds of destruction and poverty upon you. If you trust in uncertain riches and the ways of the world, then you're going to be walking contrary to God's ways. God doesn't want you to trust in uncertain riches. He gives you richly all things to enjoy. And he wants you to be ready to distribute, ready to give out that which he has given unto you. Remember, you are a steward over the things that God has given unto you. Don't serve riches. If you serve riches, then you're not serving the Lord. If you're lazy and slothful, or one who is asleep essentially, then the Bible says that your poverty will come on you. It'll come on you, and it'll come on you and bring forth much destruction. You can't be lazy. You can't be slothful. And you've got to learn to be one who's going to work. People that won't work, the Bible says if they won't work, they will not eat. So it's important for us to provide. In fact, the Bible says if you don't provide for you and your household, you are worse than an infidel. I'll tell you, we've actually denied the faith. It says that in 1 Timothy 5:8. Because God will provide for your needs. If you are capable of working, then you need to be out there working to help provide for the needs in your life. Praise God. Also, we saw that the drunkards and gluttons, they come to poverty. Don't drink alcohol. Don't be one who's a glutton. Don't have any addictive compulsive strongholds. that is going to bring poverty in your life. God will deliver you and set you free. Watch your mouth as well, because you have what you say. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can be snared with the words of your mouth. The lips of the righteous shall feed many, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10. So you need to speak forth what God wants you to speak forth. Remember that you are going to have what you say. So start confessing what God is doing for you. Start praying the Word of God and see the prosperity of God come forth in your life and also for others. We also talked about how poverty and loss of prosperity can come from the inheritance. The Bible says in Numbers 14:18, the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. The inherited generational curses are coming down the inheritance line, enforced by demonic spirits that come in at the time of conception. And these inherited generational curses have to be broken, and the spirits have to be cast out, and poverty can come down the line. If you're having problems with poverty and loss of prosperity in any area of your life, look at your inheritance line and see if they have the similar type of problems. If they do, then you know it's an inherited generational curse, and you've got to have deliverance to cast out those spirits that have come in that are influencing your life. Witchcraft curses can bring poverty upon you as well. If you've been around people involved in witchcraft, if you have people involved in witchcraft in your inheritance line, that can bring curses of poverty. Also, people with Indian blood in their inheritance line can bring poverty and loss of prosperity. The reason we mention that is because poverty and loss of prosperity is very prevalent in people that have Indian blood in their inheritance line. There's nothing against your heritage. It's just the fact that they were worshippers of demons. They did all kinds of things that brought curses upon them, and poverty and loss of prosperity was prevalent among the Indians. And if you have those bloodline curses, you've got to get them cast out, or it will influence your life. Also, if you're following after wrong people, following after vain people, it is going to bring you to poverty. Proverbs 28:13. If the man covers his sins, he's going to come to poverty. What are we supposed to do? Not cover over our sins and try to hide them and just sweep them under the rug. We're supposed to confess them and forsake them so that then we can see the mercy of God come forth in our life. If we're following after pleasures, then we're going to see that poverty is going to come upon us. You can't follow God and follow the pleasures of this world. Don't be one that seeks after pleasures. If you're one that seeks after pleasures, that the Bible says you'll be a poor man. And so this is something you need to turn away from. We also talked about how in Proverbs 22, verse 7, the borrower is servant to the lender. You know, you don't want to borrow if you don't have to. But the only things you ever want to borrow on would be for large purchases, such as a house or a car or something where you do not have the means in a very short time to be able to pay that large amount. But for other purchases, don't be one who just buys everything on credit. Don't be one who buys everything on credit cards and max out your credit cards. And then here all of a sudden you're in debt and you are a servant of the lender. That is contrary to what God wants you to do. You need to have a budget. And it's important that every single person has a budget and knows where their finances are going. For all the money that comes in, that income, first of all, the first tenth is to go for the tithe. That's a 10% of the gross, and you pay that unto the Lord. Praise God. The second 10%, if possible, would be good to put away in savings, if you can do that. If you can't, maybe you can put 5% in savings. Do something if you can, because if you don't put it away up front, you probably won't save anything. Then after that, you should be paying your housing, your utilities, your gas, electric, water, whatever all you might have. Also, any other particular payments that you might have, if you have an auto payment, you need to allocate that also, as well as for gas and oil and maintenance on that. You also need to have an allocation set aside for food and for any medical expenses, any insurance, house, auto, life, any things that you have necessary expenses. These things all need to be listed out, budgeted out, so that you see that where all of your money is going. Then whatever you have left over, you know, you can have time for entertainment, for miscellaneous things such as gifts or buying of clothing or doing different things that, you know, you might want to do as a family or individually. But it's important for you to have a budget and to know where your finances are going. Very important. But you don't want to let yourself be in debt. Get out of debt. Do everything you can to get out of debt, especially in these financial times that we are seeing going on in the earth right now. Also, if you neglect the church, it's going to bring a curse of poverty upon you. Here's a scripture over in Haggai chapter 1, verse 6. He says, you've sown much and bring in little. It's also in the curses in Deuteronomy. But there's a curse that says you sow much, but you reap little. If you sow much and you're not reaping, then there's something wrong. You need to consider your ways and see what you're building. He wants you to build the house of the Lord. He talks about how that they were sowing much, and they came to little. Why? Because their house, the Bible says, because mine house is waste, and you run every man unto your own house. Otherwise, if you're selfish, you're only thinking about yourself, and you're not giving unto the church, you're not looking to meet the needs of the church, you're not looking to meet the needs of other individuals in the church, then you are actually going to come to poverty. And what you sow, you're not going to reap much. You're going to reap little, as the Bible says. Also, we saw that scripture about if you walk in disobedience, then that is also going to bring poverty upon you in your life. If your delight's in the law of the Lord, and his law do you meditate day and night, then what's going to happen? Then your fruit's going to come to pass in its season. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatever you do is going to prosper in your life. God wants you to prosper in everything that you do. Also, poverty will come if you are in fear. Job had all kinds of poverty and ruin, financial failure, hunger and starvation come. Why? Because of fear. He said, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. We need to believe God to meet all of our needs. We need to have faith for him to do that, and that comes through the Word of God, realizing that he's the God who will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's promised to do it, and he will do it in your life. Also, don't be one who consumes things on your own lusts. The Bible says that if you're one who just consumes things on your own lusts, you're going to make yourself poor. Also, be one who doesn't just try to be one as a impulsive buyer, just not being a wise steward. God wants you to be a good steward over what he's given you. Don't mishandle money. Don't have bad spending habits. Don't be one who can't hold on to money. Spend wisely. And that's very important. And then you will see God's blessings come upon you. We've got to eliminate these things so that God's prosperity can come forth in our life. And you need to know where your finances are going. If you know where your finances are going, then you can make the wise decisions so that you can see the prosperity of God in your life. We're going to talk more on this on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.